The God of Mischief is back and better than ever.
Loki.
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 Loki. Wow. Great to see you again.
Critics agree Loki Season 2 is...
marvelous.
Great.
And it's finally here.
How much do you know?
Let's assume I don't know much.
A mind-bending adventure. Spectacularly cinematic.
I've been waiting for a moment like this.
It surpasses all expectations.
A little over the top, don't you think?
I thought it was spot on.
Loki Season 2. Now streaming only on Disney Plus.
You are listening to Absent Minded, brought to you by Habs Eyes on the Prize.com.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Absent Minded, grading Oliver Kapanen's season. And who is the better way to do it than to ask Timo Kunari of Iltalehti in one of the biggest papers, or big, is it the biggest paper or in Finland?
It's the biggest, yeah.
Yeah, the biggest paper in Finland. Fantastic sports section. Be sure to check it out. If you don't understand Finnish, it's fine. No one does.
Look at the picture.
Timo, great to have you on again. Thank you for joining us. Oliver Kapanen, fantastic season in many ways, point-wise, maybe not time-wise, standout player in the World Juniors. But still, we didn't really see him take the game by the horns and deliver that we might have expected.
I have to ask him, what did you guys expect it? Because I think Oliver had a great season and he was improving a lot. And what I like with Oliver this season, when Kalpa, his team, when they made the playoffs, he was the number one centerman in playoffs, you know, when they played the biggest games of the season. Even Kalpa had a pretty good, more experienced centerman in the team. But Oliver, he was still number one. And that's something I like.
Indeed it is. We had, or at least I had, some very, very... I was hoping that he would take that kind of step that we usually see players. He's a young player still, let's be honest about that. He was the captain of the World Junior team. But I expected him maybe to actually take the game, control of the game. And I didn't really see that all the time. I know he's playing in a professional league against men. But on the other hand, I didn't watch the playoffs, I'll be honest with that.
Yeah, I think we saw that once in a while. In some games, he was the best player on the ice and he was kind of dominating. It's true that we didn't see this all season through, but once again, we have to remind that he's still a young player. He was playing with the juniors in the beginning of the season. So I called his coach, Tommy Miettinen, who was coaching Kalpa. Mm-hmm. And Miettinen is known as a very strict coach.
Indeed, he is.
He is, exactly. But he still said very, very good things about Oliver, and he was very happy to see Oliver improving his game from the start of the season until playoffs. And Miettinen was especially happy, as I said, what we all see in playoffs.
If we take this season as a whole, I'm going to drop the stats and then we can ignore them for a while because neither of us is a stats guy because we're old guys and all that. But Kalpa had a Corsi of 52. Kapanen had a Corsi of 54. Corsi close was even. Kalpa had a PDO of 101, whereas Kapanen had one of 96.5. So he was a bit unlucky. His shot percentage, Kalpa had a shot percentage of 10%. That's crazy when you think about it as a team. And Kapanen had 3.1. What I saw during this season is what you said and what you described. He was up and down. It was a little bit of a sinus curve.
Yeah.
And also, more often than not, he had a few games where he was really good. And then he had a few games where he, I wouldn't say bad, but he wasn't as good as the games before.
But isn't that kind of normal for a guy who's 20 years old and only breaking into professional level? You're right what you're saying, but I don't...
I appreciate your input, and that's why I'm asking.
Yeah. When you hear, I have to again explain a little bit of the background. Yeah, when you hear Kapanen in this country, I mean, it's a hockey family. Mm-hmm. His father was a professional goalie.
It's royalty. Come on.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. His uncle played like plus 800 NHL regular season games. His cousin is playing in NHL right now. So this guy, he was breeding hockey since he was like a young guy. So he grew up in a hockey family, hockey environment. And I think in that family, they know what to do, what kind of steps to take, and how to practice, how to live as a professional athlete. Mm-hmm. So I don't really agree that, or maybe you guys were accepting a little bit too much, because I am happy what I saw from Oliver. And as I said, I talked to his coach and he was also pleased.
No, I, and that's why we have you on, because you watched him a lot more than I have, and maybe, as you say, it's I think it's good to disagree a little bit as well. I'm happy to disagree when I'm on the wrong end because I learn. But first and foremost, I'm going to ask about Tommi Mietinen, because I met him as well in regards to when Joni Ikonen was playing there, and Kalpa is a guys, go to Kalpa one day. It's 100 kilometers from the Russian border, but it's a fantastic city by the lake. I just described more or less every Finnish city, but it's a fantastic city by the lakes. There's a really good restaurant, the Black Sheep. Go there as well. I'm not sponsored by them, so I can say that for free. But Mietinen, he hasn't really had the success with developing players. He is, as you say, a very strict coach. He's trusting his leadership and the core players to do their job. And some of the young players, they're getting opportunities, but he's also quick to move them down when it doesn't work.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And Kalpa is one of those kind of small market teams. We have six big teams over in this league who've got money to invest in players and sign players. Kalpa is not one of them. So it's always season after season, kind of the same situation that the Kalpa has to work with young players. Mm-hmm. And Coach Mietinen has done that for last four seasons, and he's done a great job with those. Actually, Mietinen he's signed with TPS Turku. He's not
anymore.
So he's going to Turku where he played when he was a young guy. So, but Mietinen has done a good job with young players. He's done a good job with Oliver Kapanen, definitely.
How was he used? You say he was used on the second power play unit, if I remember correctly. He finished the season on the top line in the playoffs. What I've seen from his play is that he's one of the smartest players I've seen play. I'll be honest with that. That's something, and that's probably why I expected him to take a bigger step forward this year.
Yeah,
because that's what he is. This is the guy you can leave in the defensive zone, and he will fix things.
Exactly. And I think he's kind of typical product of Finnish hockey. He's not kind of like flashy type of player who you can see doing coast to coast and scoring awesome goals. He's always thinking about the team, you know. He's not thinking about his points or his goals. And that's why they like him. They like him in Kuopio. They like him over here in Finland. And I believe they will like him in Montreal too in the future. Mm-hmm. In the future. And also one more thing, Coach Mietinen told me that when Oliver came from juniors to professional level, that transition has been very easy. You know, he's been quick to learn, and he's really starting to see a professional on men's level right now.
This is very interesting, because I've seen that as well. And even from afar, I've seen that, because normally, when a European player comes up, you see it with Leo Carlsson, who's one of the top prospects this year. He go into the pro league and he plays on the wing. Elias Pettersson did the same, as an example. But Kapanen has never played on the wing. He's been a center the whole time. He's been a center on the third line, the fourth line, and he's worked himself up. But he's always been a center.
Yeah, well, there might be the single games he's been maybe playing.
But in general.
He's a ceremony, and he will stay there, and that's his natural position, and that's where he's playing, and that's where he should be playing. And we have to remember that he was our captain in World Junior, so he's got also those leader skills, which are very important. So for next season, by far one of the most interesting players in the Finnish league, and I expect him to score more goals, but also play for the men's national team in some of those Euro tournaments. Because it's always the next step. I know I say the same many young players. That's the way it goes. You play with junior teams, you play with junior national teams, then you make it to the professional level, and the next step is to play with the men's nationals, and then maybe world championships, and then it's time to go to NHL if you have enough skills to do that. And Oliver sure have that.
Mm. One thing I've seen is that he scored a lot this year, so I'm a little bit. But sometimes when he doesn't succeed in scoring, as I said, it's the ketchup effect in many ways. He scores a few goals, and then he doesn't do anything for a few games, and then he scores a few goals again. We've all been there with the ketchup bottle, you know. You squeeze, nothing happens, and then suddenly everything comes out, and then you shake it a little bit, and everything comes out next time again. Does he squeeze his stick a little bit too hard sometimes?
Well, he's a Finn. we all do that sometimes. So I think the answer is yes. Sometimes he does, and young guy, and you know, the frustration is there sometimes. But I think that's also something that goes away when he gets more games under his belt, and he gets a little bit older year by year. So yes, but I don't see that the major problem.
I know you're a Montreal fan, because you obviously lived in Montreal during the Koivu years, and you followed them closely, and you still do. I know that.
Yeah.
I have to go back to that World Junior Championship game with Sweden and Finland, where Kapanen came around the net, behind the net, and there was a certain other European prospect from Montreal, Adam Engström, that fell on the post. Accidentally.
I didn't remember that. I mean, I remember the goal. Everybody remembers that over here. But that's good. That's a nice detail.
Very smart. And with the World Juniors, he really came out to shine. I think he did. He was trusted the most. He led the first line. He was used in box play. He was used in power play. He was used in defending a lead. And he was used to try to get that lead equalized as in the Sweden game that I pointed out. You mentioned the leadership qualities, because at that point you really try to find those leaders that want the puck on the stick, that want to do the dirty job, that want to succeed. How far will that take him?
That will take him to NHL and to Montreal Canadiens. I don't know what I can say here, because he's still 20 years old. He's going to play in NHL someday. And
he's going to play in the NHL.
Says, yeah. I'll say that. Maybe, okay, second line, third line player. That's what he's going to be with Montreal Canadiens. Yeah.
Some people here, some scouts I've spoken with, Swedish scouts though, so you know, you always have a little bit of an edge towards Finland. But they say, they call him a little bit of a Vaidemo player, a Jacob Delarose player. Smart players, good players that you can have in your own end, but in some ways also replaceable, because there are so many top-end players that you can get.
Yeah. So, where does this take us? I mean...
He will play in the NHL, I agree with that.
Exactly.
the question is for which team.
it's too early to say what he can do, but like I said, I really believe he's going to make it. Mm. One more season here in Finland. He signed with Kalpa, so he's going to play here for next season for one more year. And then I think it's time to go. Maybe he goes to training camp already this year, but then I believe he returns back to Kalpa, and then we see.
This is very interesting. You bring this up, and I'm a vocal advocate for one thing, so I'm not going to tell you what I think before. Should he go to training camp? Is that what do you think is best for his development, or do you think it's better to go to training camp and see what you need to do in order to become an NHL?
I think he should absolutely go to training camp this season. Mm-hmm. Just to see, just to learn, meet the coaches, meet the management. So after that, the year after, it's way easier for him to go when it's time to really go. So go there, get the experience, learn some new things, meet the people, then come back to Finland, play a good season, and after that, boom, you're ready to go.
Because I see them go to development camp. I'm on the other camp. I'm on the other side. So it's good. It's I like having you on, Timo, because we speak different. We make each other think differently.
Right, right.
And I think it's really good to go to development camp. He will meet the coaches. He will do that. But going to a camp when the season is on in Finland and in Sweden, we've seen it with Norlander. We've seen it with other players going to camp. But Norlander is the most recent thing. Where they lose the spot when they come back. They lose confidence. They lose the spot on the team. They might have to start from the bottom working themselves up.
Well, that happened here in Finland too. So there's always a chance. Now I have to go back to his family and his, you know, the people around him. Yeah. I'm sure they tell him what to do. And I don't think Oliver is so smart guy, so smart player. If he goes to training camp, and as I said, I think he should go there. It doesn't matter what happens. He comes back to Kalpa. He doesn't lose his confidence. He's still ready to play. That's the way I think.
Yeah. No. And I will mention Norlinder and Heinemann was the other name I was looking for here in Sweden this year. Right. Norlinder last year. So it's interesting. I always value different opinions because it makes me learn. It makes me think. So it's always good in that regard. I'm here, obviously, with Timo Kunari from Iltalehti in Finland. Final question here. What are your expectations on Kapanen for next year?
Expectations for next season here is Finland, him to be one of the top Finnish centermen in Liga. Okay. That's very simple. And also play some tournaments for the national team, men's national team.
Yeah, one tournament for the men's national team and one of the top centers in Liga.
Well, that's it.
You can find Timo on Twitter. I'll be sure to make sure to include his Twitter handle. He's a great guy, as you hear. You don't always have to agree. You can disagree as long as you do it with respect and learn from each other. And I learn a lot from Timo, so you should as well. Timo, thank you so much for joining us. I'm sure we will have you on for the Top 25 Under 25 later this summer. We really appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you for having me.